Sagt the Brisa said that Bishil hold that the carbon chagiga may be brought for Maisa money. Fact number, the chagiga is an obligatory carbon, it's a choiva, and as such shouldn't be allowed to be brought for Maisa money. So Ula said Bishil is referring to where one wants to spend more on the chagiga than the minimum required amount, that excess may come from Maisa money. Chizki has said if one needs a lot of chagiga meat, he has a lot of people to feed, so the first animal has to be exclusively of chulin money. Any additional animals may even be bought exclusively of Maisa money. However, there may not be any Maisa money included in the purchase of the initial animal. Rabbi Yochanan argues, he said that the funds to buy the animals may be mixed together along with the Maisa money, but no animal may be bought exclusively with Maiser money. There's a Brisa that says like each of these views. One Brisa says that the word Misas teaches that an obligatory carb must be brought from Chulin. However, the Pasuk of Kasher Yivarechecha Hashem Lekecha teaches that Maiser money may be mixed into the purchase of funds. This Brisa follows Rabbi Yochanan because it says it can be mixed in. Another Brisa says that Beis Hillel say that the first eating, presumably this means the first animal that's offered, must be from Chulin. But any additional animals may be brought with Maiser funds, exclusively Maiser funds. The understanding of this Brisa follows the view of Chizkiah. The Gemara Beis Hillel say in the Brisa above it that after the first day of Yom Tov, the chagiga may even be brought from animal meiser. Why can't it be brought from animal meiser on the first day of Yom Tov? Why is it only meiser money on the first day of Yom Tov, but not with animal meiser? So Ravashi said, because we're concerned that one may separate an animal for it to make it animal meiser on Yom Tov, which is also to do because the separation requires the painting of the tenth animal with a red mark. The Mishnah said, Yisrael Yoytin Yidei Chayvasim Minadar Minadav. The Brisa says, the Pasuk of Samacht B'chagecha teaches that all kinds of rejoicing can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. From here, the Chacham have said, Yisrael Elim may be yoytze with their nedarim nedavas an animal meiser. Kahana may be yoytze with the meat of the chatas oshem bechor or other matnas kahuna parts of the animal that are given to him. One would think that one could even be yoytze with the meat of bird carbonus and with carbon mincha. The pasuk therefore says bechagecha, which teaches to compare the carbon simcha to the chagiga, which must be of an animal because it says lo yolin chaylev chagi. So he says it has to be something with chaylev, which is an animal. Rav Ashi said we learn from the pasuk from the word v'samachta that the carbon has to be from an animal because only eating meat from an animal can bring true simcha. So what does Rav Ashi dash with the word bechagecha? He dashes it like Rav Daniel Bar Katina, name of Rav, who said that this teaches that one may not get married in a chalamoy because you have to be happy with the yom tif, not with a new wife. Zok the Mishnah, one who has a lot of people to feed but doesn't have a lot of money should spend the minimum on the oil and should spend more money on the shlam, so he should have more meat to feed his people. If someone has a lot of money and not too many people to feed, he should spend the minimum amount on the shlam and he should spend more on the oil. If someone has very few people to feed and does not have a lot of money, that's when the Chachamim say they gave the minimum required amount, one ma'af for the oil and two ma'af for the shlam. If someone has many people to feed and has a lot of money, regarding such a person, the Pasuk says, Ish kematnas yod kevirkas Hashem alekecha shenasan lach, spend a lot on the oilas, spend a lot on the shlam. The Mishnah said, if someone has many mouths to feed but doesn't have a lot of money, he should spend more on the shlamim. But we just said he doesn't have a lot of money, so where is he getting the money from? So Chista said, he may supplement the chulin money with maisa money and purchase the shlamim with that. Rav Sheisha said to him, but the Chacham said that we may supplement an animal bought with chulin money with another animal that's bought with maisa money. What's Rav Sheisha saying to Rav Chista, the Gemara? If he meant to say that we may not mix the chulin and maisa funds to buy an animal with the mingled funds, then he should say it so clearly. Gemara says he's saying that we may also purchase an additional animal from exclusively maisa money, meaning you're allowed to mix the money even for the first animal and then add additional animals of exclusively maisa. But who does that follow? It doesn't follow Chizki or Rav Yochanan, because each one only allows one form of supplementing, either supplementing a full animal of maisa after the first one or the mingling of funds, but neither allows both forms of supplementing. In fact, we brought down two brises, each of which also seems to only allow one method of supplementing. The Gemara says, no, but the second brise can be understood actually to allow both types of supplementing, and therefore Rav Sheshes could be following that second brise, and he holds that both forms of supplementing would be allowed. Sai, mixing the money to buy one animal, and Sai, adding additional animals exclusively of Meiser money. Zokting where Ula, the name of Rish Lakish, said if one separates 10 animals for his chagiga, he may bring 5 on the first day and 5 on the second day. Rabbi Yochanan said it must all be brought on one day and cannot be divided into 2 days, because then it may be like Baal Toysef. Rabbi Abba said they don't argue. Rish Lakish is discussing a case where the person specified that they would all be brought on the first day, and that's why he could even bring it up. And that's why he could even be brought on the second day, because it's really all tashlum for the first day. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan is discussing a case where the person didn't specify that they'd be brought on the first day. So when you bring on the second day, it's like you're bringing an additional new carbon, and that's already Baal Toysef. What's this case that he did not specify? If he didn't have enough time in the day to bring all the animals, is that what it means? Or maybe that he didn't have enough people to eat all the meat from the animals, and because of that he delayed bringing the additional animals until the next day. That's considered as using the second day as a substitute for the first day. So that would be allowed. It's not about Toysef. Mara said the case is where he had time in the day and he had enough people. The fact that he didn't bring all of it on the first day shows that he intentionally left them over for the second day to bring additional karbanis. But you can't do that. However, one may not bring a chagiga on 2 separate days. It's about Toysef unless it's being brought as a substitute for the first day, and therefore it may not be brought. We have to make this distinction, Zakti Gemara, because we find another statement in which Rabbi Yochanan says that the additional additional animals may be brought on the second day of Yom Tov. But over here he said they may not. This contradicts his earlier statement. So I was like, if we make this distinction, then there's no contradiction. So you see that obviously you have to make this distinction.